Now let me introduce Auntie Sylvia to welcome you to country. Thank you.
I can remember being very young and the Sydney Harbour Bridge was just being finished, and I remember clearly hearing about the big festivities that were taking place. Aboriginal people were not even citizens then. Our times have changed. On behalf of the Gadigal people and the Cammeraygal people, I welcome you to country and wish you a safe and happy journey across this bridge and their lands and waters. Thank you.
The Our Bridge Choir was led by Australian singer Jessica Malboy.
Now may I introduce the Honourable Morris Yemma, MP, the Premier of New South Wales.
When the Sydney Harbour Bridge was declared open for traffic on March 19, 1932, the honour went to the Premier, Jack Lang, and the Governor, Sir Philip Game, was left to preside, which seemed to mean just standing there, fidgeting awkwardly in his strange feathered cap. As it turned out, Francis de Groot would steal the show from both of them, and 2 months later, the very same governor bundled Lang out of office. It is appropriate that 75 years later, amid a hard-fought election campaign, that centre stage on this historic occasion should belong to our governor. Because unlike 1932, the role of governor is now authentically an Australian office, chosen from among us, chosen to reflect us, and none of them has been finer than our 37th Governor. She's as wise and prudent as the monarch she represents, as warm and decent as the people she serves, and as gracious as the bridge I now ask her to rededicate and open for this birthday walk. Ladies and gentlemen, please honour and welcome the Governor of New South Wales, Her Excellency, Professor Marie Bashir.
Thank you, Mr. Premier. The Sydney Harbour Bridge will never date, never grow old. A structure of its time has become a structure for all time. The bridge from north to south is also a bridge to our better selves, a place of journeys and homecomings, where art meets engineering and a nation shows the world what it could do. On this day of celebration and remembrance, I honour the place of this bridge in the Australian imagination. I rededicate it to the people. And I ask you to join me in reaffirming with your footsteps the love and esteem in which we hold this greatest of civic blessings, our landmark, our achievement, our conquest, our bridge. Thank you.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, you're about to hear the very first public performance of the Our Bridge Overture, composed by the distinguished Australian composer Elena Katz-Chernin. It was recorded by the Sydney Symphony Orchestra and conducted by Simon Kenway, especially for this occasion.